Has this happened to you?
Robert Moore?
Mr. Moore, this is Jerry Fielding with People Power, an executive placement service out of New York.
Okay.
I was just calling to see if you were happy with your work.
With the work, yes.
Well, how about the money?
I found your resume on LinkedIn and...
Foreign spies are not just walking the streets here in Washington. They're in your inbox, looking for people with classified and sensitive information.
Social media has made it easier for them to find.
Brian Dugan, Assistant Special Agent in Charge of Counterintelligence at the Washington Field Office of the FBI.
LinkedIn is one example. People put out there what they did in a prior life.
And here's the problem.
To any good intelligence service, those are going to be clues to find people that used to have a government job or access to a clearance at one time or another.
And who's most likely to be recruited?
Somebody who gets stuck with high bills, who has a lifestyle they can't sustain, and then you combine that with somebody who does not believe their career has gone the right way. Maybe they feel like they've been undervalued in the system.
Philip Mudd, former deputy director of the National Security Division at the FBI. So, as a record number of American citizens retire, their options are wide open. And Washington spies know that, the human ones and the artificial ones as well.
Hello, JJ. How are you today? I want to be your friend.
There are sophisticated organizations out there that can figure out how to contact you, sometimes leaving computerized voice messages, messages that some fall for.
Espionage in Washington has not been confined to human spying.
Retired CIA clandestine officer Mark Kelton.
In 2015, Chinese intelligence cyber operators stole sensitive personnel information from the Office of Personnel Management, OPM.
So here's the simple reality. Not only are there humans on the streets of Washington trying to recruit Americans to become spies, but there are technological components and people working remotely, as was simulated in this FBI video called Company Man.
As in China?
I don't think you'll be laughing when you hear the salary.
No, there's no way that I can move to China.
Think of it as a vacation.
The simple warning from the FBI, think of the other kind of vacation and don't do it. JJ Green, WTOP News.